Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the government and the people of New Zealand, I take this opportunity to extend our sympathy to the royal family, government and people of Tonga on the passing of His Majesty King George Tupou V on Sunday evening in Hong Kong, aged 63.
Prime Minister John Key leading off tributes to the late King of Tonga before facing the first question of the day from opposition leader David Shearer.
To the Prime Minister, does he stand by his statements with regard to asset sales?
Yes, he did, but the Prime Minister was keeping his powder dry for a patsy question from one of his own backbenchers.
Michael Woodhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To the Prime Minister, what reports has he seen on mixed ownership models in other countries?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I've seen a very interesting report about a country that has well and truly embraced the mixed ownership model. That country, wait for it, is Finland.
The Prime Minister was quick to explain his sudden interest in the Scandinavian country.
This is the same country that is repeatedly held up as a shining example of where New Zealand should be going by none other than David Shearer.
Another patsy question, this time to Mr. Key's deputy, Bill English, opened the way to this one from Labour's Chris Hipkins.
Does he agree with the conclusions of the Better Public Service Advisory Group that better delivery of public services requires a clear understanding of the government's priorities? And if so, which set of priorities does the government want the public sector to focus on? The National Party's six-point Brighter Future Plan, the revised six-point Brighter Future Plan with 41 actions, National's 120-point action plan, the four priorities in the speech from the throne, the Prime Minister's 10-point plan, Stephen Joyce's 8-point plan, Nick Smith's 8-point plan, Bill English's five themes for government priorities, or any of the other multiple action plans, strategies and priority lists the government's releasing.
Leaping to defend the Finance Minister, his Cabinet colleague Nick Smith claimed that he did have a clear plan.
Mr. Speaker, when we came to government, we faced a decade of deficits with the fiscal mess left by the profligate Labor members opposite. And what we have set down, and I must praise the Minister of Finance and the team that works in that area for setting out a clear plan for debt reduction.
But it was Nick Smith's previous role as ACC Minister that was at the heart of Labor's request for a snap debate on the major privacy breach and controversy surrounding prominent National Party figures Bronwyn Puller and Michelle Bogue.
Given the nature of the matter, I consider it important enough to warrant the immediate attention of the House by way of urgent debate. I therefore call on I therefore call on Mr. Grant Robertson to move that the House take note of a matter of urgent public importance.
Mr. Speaker, the President, the Minister and the party PR person, it couldn't get much murkier.
More on that debate now from Rhys Lyon.
Mr. Robertson began by outlining the seriousness of the case.
Mr. Speaker, in ACC, what we know is that it is a situation here where we have very sensitive information that's been released. And I want to put on the record, Mr. Speaker, from the Labor Party side of the House, that our hearts go out to the 6,700 people whose sensitive information has been put into the public arena. And this breach of that privacy is among the most serious things, Mr. Speaker, that could happen to someone who has a case with ACC.
Mr. Robertson was then taken by surprise after a man on a mobility scooter began to protest from the public gallery.
This has been a debacle on behalf of the government. This has been a debacle on behalf
order,
of the government.
Order. Will the Sergeant please deal with that situation? Thank you.
The protester was then escorted from the chamber and Mr. Robertson continued.
New Zealanders deserve accountability. The 6,700 people who have had their details leaked deserve some respect from this minister, not laughing, but actually getting to the bottom of what's happened.
Speaking in reply to Mr. Robertson's accusations was ACC Minister Judith Collins.
Our staff member at ACC was distraught over what had happened. And I would have thought any person with an ounce of decency receiving that that information, would have immediately given it back to ACC, alerted them to the situation, and or if they were so worried about the privacy provisions and provisos and policies of ACC, then they would have given the information to the Privacy Commissioner along with a complaint. However, that did not happen.
Ms Collins said the issue was being dealt with appropriately.
I think ACC has fronted up to it properly, that they have admitted fault. They are putting in steps measures to try and deal with this and to alleviate the distress of the 6,700 claimants who have been treated so badly, so badly. But they're also looking at how it is that this happened, how they can prevent a repeat of it, and to give confidence to people in the ACC system.
ACC Minister Judith Collins.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.